So when it comes to Chamishia Vayetze, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. The best of times, V'ansa b'yitzit kasi b'yom achar ki tavol schari v'atena lo titen li me'uma. Yaakov Avinu says that he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God will reward him for his honesty through the 14 years so far and over the course of the next six, that Yaakov is going to work for Lavan. V'ansa b'yitzit kasi b'yom achar ki tavol schari v'atena. Loti Tenli Ma'uma, he doesn't want anything from Lavan. He wants to be clear that it was Yad Hashem from beginning to end that sustained him. And Yaakov is Omed in that Nisayon. And the Ramban says that he was in Oled Madregos, that initially he put down the Maklos, so that however this worked exactly, the Tzon that was Nakud, Vitalu, would multiply. And that Yaakov would grow as he does. And again, yeah, the Ramban suggests that in terms of the emuna that Yaakov had with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu caring for him and ensuring that his tzidkus, even though as he tells Rachel and Leah at the end of the Aliyah, right, Vavichan Heitelbi Vechalifes Maskorti Aseres Monim. And that, Rashi says, Aseres Monim, that means 100 times, Lavan would always change, and even during the course of these 6 years, as the Ramban explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking out for him. So, in terms of the Dinei Mamonos, so Yaakov was the best of times, again, Ansabi Tzit Kasibi Yom Achar Ki Tavol Eschari V'Atena, Lo Titen Li Me'uma, I don't want anything from you. We have shades of Avram Avinu and the Melech Sdom, Ve'al Tamar Anochi Asharti Es Avram. I'm not looking for that kind of money. Me'idach Gisa has been pointed out by many. That was the worst of times. When Yaakov calls Rachav Lavan Asadeh El Sono, right? He's no longer the Yaakov who is dreaming about Sulam Mutzavarza V'Rosha Magia Hashamayma Malachei Elokim Olim Miyardim Bo, right? But Yaakov was dreaming about the Tzon. And he's dreaming about what kinds of flocks will be born. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remind him, Anochi Hakel Beisel, Asher Mashachta Li Sham Matziva, Asher Nadarta Li Sham Neder, Ayin and Rashi and the Ramban, who both say, and if you're Ma'achar the Neder, you're going to pay for it, Lo Sa'achar the Shalmo. And there's a very clear indication that there's a Tochacha here, that Yaakov may have won the battle with respect to Lavan. Im Lavan Garti Vaicharadata V'tarik Mitzvah Shamarti, that Yaakov was Yaakov Atzadik in terms of, Trefalo Hevesi Lecha Nochi Atchatenam Yadit Tevakshena Gnuvti Yom Gnuvti Laila. But Lavan was always the one who had the infractions in Dinei Mamonos. But if Yaakov won the battle, it's not clear that he's winning the war, because in terms of what he was concerned about when he left, and again, part of it was material, to be sure. In survival, v'nasan li lechem lachol uveged labosh, Yaakov didn't have material aspirations. And all of a sudden, Yaakov's dreams are about the profits that he can make. And he's told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kumtzei min ha'aretz hazos v'shuv el eretz moladetecha. As Rashi notes, that if you're in a makom tuma, it's not going to be possible to have a relationship with the Shechina. I think that we see this in a very profound way in this aliyah. Yaakov, on the one hand, has been able to maintain his personal integrity, and Me'idach Gisa, his chalomos have changed dramatically. God has to tell him, Kum Tsei Min HaMakom Hazeh, you have to leave this place, this is not a healthy place for you to be, V'shuv El Eretz Moladetecha. And Yaakov understands that he's been there too long. And it's a very fascinating thing what can happen to a person, even as they're maintaining their integrity. V'an sabitzit kasib yom achar, right? And, that Yaakov never committed any technical infractions, but, people's aspirations change based on their stage in life, and one's dreams at an earlier stage are not necessarily one's dreams at a later stage. And again, it's to Yaakov's enormous credit. It's the best of times how he was able to affirmatively answer the question, Nasata v'nasata b'amuna. There was nothing that Lavan could possibly say that he had corrupted Yaakov. But in a broader sense, if it is true that Mar ben Nechasim, Mar ben De'aga, Oev Kesef, Lo Yisba Kesef, unfortunately, the Beis Lavan had been able to change what Yaakov's deeper vision was about. And it's only Kumtzei, Min HaMakom Hazeh, V'shuv El Eretz Moladetecha, that can possibly restore Yaakov to the spiritual standing that he had when he was back in Beis El. Anochi Hakel Beis El, Asher Mashachta Li Sham Atziva, Asher Nadar Tali Sham Neder. Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds Yaakov of what he once was and what he once dreamed about, and Yaakov understands that it's time to go. And this is a sort of a paradigmatic Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim, and we have to be careful, even as we're, you know, dotting every I and crossing every T, as important as that is, to ask ourselves, what are our broader goals, and have they shifted over time based on context, based on circumstance? And that is really the legacy of the 6 years, you know, of Yaakov in this Aliyah, when it's getting, he's not building a family anymore. And yes, it's legitimate for a person to want to earn a parnasa. Yigia kapecha kisokla shrechav tovlach. The Gemara in Brachos, gadol hanena migiga kapo yoser miyare shamayim. It's incredibly important. Imein kemach in Torah. Imein derech eretz in Torah. All of that is true. But Yaakov's fundamental aspirations, his very dreams themselves, seem to have changed. Kumtzei min haaretz hazos v'shuv al eretz moladetecha. Not a minute too soon.